Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. You are now once again tuned into Are You a Liability on SSEC to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan. Yes, I said we come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. What a blessing. I'm asking all the listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, especially for the first-time listeners. Those that tune in faithfully always know, I let all listeners know, get your Bibles, pens and paper ready. Why? So that you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. Because we want you to read it for yourself. Why? Because God's word tells us plainly and clearly, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we want you to get your Bibles, pens and paper ready now so you can be ready. But when Pastor Norman King gets ready to deliver God's word, you'll be able to go right to the word with him on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. I am so grateful that we serve an awesome God that can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. So I'm asking all listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you, the only one, the only true and most high and living God, over all things, over mankind, the universe and the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times. So we come to you now, giving you praise, glory, and honor for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have allowed us to see, that we can continue to walk in and fulfill our God's purpose in the earth for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come also thanking you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, because we know that we don't deserve them, but you are so awesome in all your ways. You look past all of our faults and you see our needs, and you know that we need your grace and mercy, especially in such a time as this. We know that we are living in the last of evil days, but we thank you that you are in total control at all times. And Father, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with me, myself, my family, also Pastor Norman King and his family, and every faithful, committed doer of your word, not just hearers of your word, but doers, faithful, committed doers of your word all over the land. Heavenly Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus of all of our sins and transgressions, so that we may be able to continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. We now lift up all those that are breathed on tonight. We know that you are still our comforter, and let those that are breathed on tonight that do not know, let them remember and know after hearing your word, Lord, that you are the comforter, and let them know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We pray now, Lord, that you will continue to touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight, those that are dealing with PTSD, those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts, and those that are dealing with issues that they have no control over. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the doctor. You are the healer. You're still working signs and miracles and wonders, even in today's time. So we know that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver all those that are sick among us in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, that they would know that it was you that have healed them, that they would testify and let the world know without a doubt that it was you is our prayer in Jesus' name. We now lift up all those that are tuned in faithfully to this ministry, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. I do not know them personally. I do not know where they are, but you are awesome in all your ways, and you know where they are, and you know how to reach them, and you know how to grant them what they desire is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we now pray and lift up our president to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in total control at all times. Some people may disagree with us that believe in you, and we are trusting in your word because you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that your word lets us know that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn in Jesus' name. So we look about President, Heavenly Father. He is one of those that have seemed to have forgotten who you are. So we need you, Heavenly Father. We know that you're going to do it. Some people need to see the mighty hand of you working in their lives, Heavenly Father, to realize that you're real. And then help them to realize that they are not in control, but you are. They have limited power, but you have all power. So we lift up our president to you, Heavenly Father. And not only him, but all world leaders, Heavenly Father, that may be in the same mindset of him on tonight, that do not go by your word, that do not show love and compassion for your people. It's our prayer that you would touch their hearts, Lord, through your word, through a vessel that will stand on your word, and they will hear your word, and they will open their mouths and confess their sins and transgressions and be saved in Jesus' name. And that way, Heavenly Father, they will be able to walk in their God purpose and in the earth for your glory, and they will be able to show true love and compassion for all people is our prayer in Jesus' name. So in behalf of our president, Lord, we ask that you will have mercy upon him, and we pray, Lord, that you will be moved by your spirit, that justice will be done, and we know that it's going to prevail in every situation in this case. You know all about it. So we know that you are in control, and we are so grateful knowing that you are going to supply all of our needs, Heavenly Father, according to your words, by your riches and glory, by Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. Heavenly Father, now we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight, so that you may increase in us as your word goes forth through Pastor Norman King. Continue to bless us, continue to strengthen us, continue to use us is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those that are touching and agree with this prayer said amen. Tonight, Spiritual Food for Thought comes to us saying, your value is determined by your sacrifice to God. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Your value is determined by your sacrifice to God. I'm not going to do any announcements on tonight, but I am going to go forth with a music break. And following this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word on tonight. Because of such a time that we're living in, we are told in the word of God that man should always pray and not faint. So on that behalf and on that note, I'm going to do the musical version of Pray For Me on tonight. And this is for all listeners. We know that we need to pray ye one for another and not faint. So we're going to enjoy this musical selection, Pray For Me. And following this music break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word on tonight. But for you listeners, I pray that you do not hang up after he has delivered the word of God on tonight. You're going to be blessed by his musical selection on tonight. I'm going to be ready by Yolanda Adams after he has delivered God's word. So you want to stay tuned and be blessed by that musical selection by Yolanda Adams following the message on tonight. So right now we're going to enjoy the music break, and we're going to come back and yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. Praise the Lord. Now, that's the musical version of Pray For Me. Now, before we bring on Pastor Norman King, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Before he comes forth, I'm going to do the other version of Pray For Me, and then we're going to bring forth Pastor Norman King.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Did you hear what he said in that song? Did you really hear what he said? It's an urgent request. Yes, it is. For in such a time as this, it's an urgent request that we pray one for another. So right now, I am so pleased to present this to some and introduce to others my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful for another opportunity to bring glory to the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by yielding myself as a servant of the Lord. Thanking God for this time. I take it very serious. I take my calling very serious, and I thank you, Cousin James, for allowing, being obedient. Let me say it right, being obedient to the Holy Spirit, and by executing the direction in which allow me to be on this platform. And I thank God because I've grown a lot in the process, a lot of things, a lot of doors that's open for me. Amen. That was prearranged. Come on, somebody. Ephesians 2:10. It was prearranged already from the beginning. Come on. So, it ain't nothing new. Amen. But, you know, I'm an Army veteran. I'm saying that to say I don't need to introduce myself because this already been done. You know, in the Army, you know, we operate on a two-part command. And James has did the preparatory command. Now I'm going to do the command of execution by bringing forth the word that which the Lord has given me. So I'm going straight to the word. Tonight we are looking at Isaiah, the 6th chapter, keying on verse 8. So I'm going to read verse 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Lord God Almighty, humbly before you, giving you all honor, praise, and glory, magnifying your name, that I decrease and that you increase, that your word will come forth according to its purpose, according to the time in which we're in right now. I pray these and all other blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. The topic tonight is I am ready, Lord. And I know there's a lot of ways I can go with this 6th chapter of Isaiah, but the intent tonight is to deal with acceptance of the opportunity in which God has given you. And you know who you are, so receive this word tonight. And as I was making preparation, some thoughts come to my mind, and I put a punctuation mark on the end. I am ready, Lord. I am ready. You know why I'm ready, Lord? You know, it's not like I'm saying something that you don't know. You know, and I'm just giving this as an example to put it in the mindset of one before they accept God's call. And I can use it for my own self before I accept God's call. Tired of running, what, the opposite? Come on, somebody, huh? Tired of what? Tossing and turning. What else? Tired of dragging. Yeah. Tired of allowing folk to use me as a garbage disposal. Tired. I am ready, Lord. I am ready. And I look at these verses of scripture, Isaiah's vision of the Lord's glory. See, he had to go through something. Come on, somebody. He started, you know, sometimes, a lot of times, I'm going to say it both ways, we as people of God, we damn ourselves with self-condemnation. You know, and I'm going to just look at right here, verse 5, where it says, then said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. He's admitting this, y'all. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew, and they talk about the angels and everything, right? But I'm going to keep on going in my message tonight, because I want us to just focus on accepting your call. Amen. I am ready, Lord. See, many are called. Come on, somebody. But few are chosen. We got that in Matthew 20:14. Now, what exactly does this mean? Simply that many individuals have been called by God to minister to people, but few have ever responded to the call. Far more have rejected the call to service than have responded positively. When the opportunity to minister crosses our path, you know what we should do? We should grab the opportunity. You know, this worldwide platform, as Cousin James would say, is an opportunity, amen, designed and ordained by God. Now, all you need is a cell phone. Come on, huh? And have access. I was on vacation back in the summer. My wife understands. I've been married almost 40 years. You lied me 40 years I've been married. She knows how serious I am about my assignment. My calling. Come on. The assignment comes from the calling. Come on, somebody. Amen. And when it comes time to do this show, I said, baby, look here. Whatever we got to do, let's do it before 8 and after 9. So she went her way, and I went my way because I take my calling very serious. So we should grab the opportunity. We should meet whatever need there is lying in our path. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Come on, saints of God, huh? Other words, God has placed a lot of things, a lot of people in your path, in my path. And how God confirmed a thing, a young lady, one of the ones that I ministered to, you know, by various ways, God sent her across my path last night, and she began talking to me about assignment and purpose. And I said, I was sitting there smiling like a chess cat. I was saying, Lord, thank you, because you always confirm a word. Come on, somebody, amen. And I'm just saying this to say that God placed people in our path. Amen. Sometimes to stir us, because there's some of you on the sound of my voice, you're wrestling right now. You're running the opposite. You know God has called you. You know you've been called, but yet it's some things you don't want to give up. Amen. But God sent me by tonight to tell you, I know you're tired of what? Running. Which direction? The opposite, huh? The opposite of the right way. Come on, accept God's call on your life. Amen. No, the scriptures. Amen. And the scripture here that I'm mindful of to start off with is Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Now, we know this is focusing back then, but it also, come on, somebody, it's focused toward now, too. Come on. Huh? We should never neglect a person or persons who are in need, whether hungry, whether impoverished, sick, hurting, or otherwise. Now, some of you probably saying, but what they got to do with my calling? Everything. What they got to do with my assignment? Everything. Come on, huh? Because when we line up with the Holy Ghost, come on, somebody, huh? See, the Holy Ghost will unction us. Amen? He would, in other words, some of us are walking around pregnant. Yeah, I know people think you just got to be pregnant. You got to be a woman with a child. No, you can be pregnant with the word. Amen. You're supposed to get full, but at the same time, you're supposed to let go. According to what? God's time. Amen. Amen. And amen. No matter what the call to service may be, if the call comes from God, we should surrender to the call. Now, I know this word is for somebody tonight. I know it is. Hallelujah. Because it's not for me to keep. It's for me to deliver. Amen. Isaiah's faith needed to be strengthened. Some of you tonight, your faith needs to be strengthened. That's why God got you listening to this show tonight. Because you need what? To be stirred. Because you're running in the opposite. Huh? Come on. I know you're tired. You're tired because the Holy Ghost is beating you down. Amen? You're tossing. You're turning. And you're tossing. And you're turning. And where God got you, he got you in a position where people are telling you something that you already know, but because you are running in the opposite, he's rebuking you. Come on. So accept the call. Amen. I'm ready. You got to holler, holler, holler. David holler a lot in the Psalms, y'all. You got to holler to the Lord. Lord, I am ready, Lord. You got to be for real. I'm on. Look here. Don't care how you look. Just be serious. Be for real. I'm ready, Lord. I am ready, 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 ready. What? Ready to be obedient to my God call. Amen. Now, there are some scriptures. See, Brother James, I already know already. This got to be a part two, brother. That's all right, too. Amen. Because I don't want to rush it, because I want to make sure that we don't move too fast with this word. So the first scripture that I'm going to share tonight is going to be John, the 15th chapter and the 16th verse. This is what Jesus said for you who got it twisted. Jesus said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." Amen. So, he chose you. Jeremiah gave you a little more depth about that. Come on, somebody. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. Another thing. Let me give you another scripture. Amen. Another scripture, one of my favorites. Amen. Is Matthew 5 and 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So, first, Isaiah, faith need to be scripted. Some of you tonight, this word is to you. Your faith, what, need to be scripted? Secondly, Isaiah evidently needed to be humble. He needed to be shown just what terrible sinners he and his people were, especially when seen in the light of God's glory and holiness. See, some of us are running from the church. I mean, I'm saying, if you know there's a powerful word coming forth and you're in the opposite, you try to run away from because you don't want the conviction. Amen. I'm just trying to stir somebody tonight. Amen. Isaiah needs to, what, to be stirred with a renewal sense of urgency to proclaim God's warning of coming judgment. Some of you tonight is being stirred by this word. Amen. Because you're tired. You're tossing. You're turning, and you're asking people why, but the thing about it, you already know why. So don't ask somebody why these things are happening. Just be obedient and say like Isaiah said, "I am ready. Here am I. Send me." Hallelujah. 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 I praise God for this message tonight, because we need to understand that God is sitting back waiting on us to be obedient. If you want to be blessed, do what God told you to do. Amen. Some of you are waiting for God to say, and it's as if God's not saying. You know why? He has already said it. Amen. In order to serve the Lord, a person needs a vision of the Lord. What that means? How do you see the Lord? Amen. How do you see the Lord? A person must know the Lord and understand who he is, come on, before he can adequately serve him. Amen. And this was true of Isaiah, and it is true of every genuine believer, especially the ministers and teachers of God's holy word. Amen. Now, let me go back to this vision. The Lord gave Isaiah a vision of his exaltation and majesty. Isaiah actually, I'm just trying to give us some information, because if you don't see God this way, then you keep on running the opposite. Amen. The Lord gave Isaiah a vision of his exaltation and majesty. Isaiah actually saw the Lord sitting on his heavenly throne, high and exalted. Amen. Obviously, this was the highest and most elevated throne Isaiah had ever seen or imagined. Amen. And that's how we got to see God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it is very serious, because the Lord gave Isaiah a vision of his holiness and his glory. And God is been dealing with you the very same way. So he just says tonight, as you receive this word, say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm tired of running in the opposite. I'm tired of tossing to and fro. Tired of dragging. I'm tired of allowing folks to use me as a garbage disposal. See, as long as you keep on telling them what they want to hear, which is not the word, come on, they'll keep on using you like that. But don't blame them. Blame yourself. Amen. Accept your call. Be like Isaiah. Here am I, Lord. Send me. Who should I send? Here am I. Send me. Amen. I'm going to say again, any person who truly desires to serve the Lord must have a what? Clear vision of the Lord. Amen? Amen? And amen. Yeah. Just bear with me. Let me move on. Amen. I just want to make sure that there's some vital errors I want to cover within this message tonight. Amen? Let me reference another scripture as I continue on. You just bear with me, y'all. Praise the Lord. Another scripture I want to read is going to be 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 10 and 11, where it says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, you shall never fall. Amen. So give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Amen. For if ye do these things, you shall never fall. So be sure. See, you know what? You already know. Amen. You don't need me to tell you through this worldwide platform. You already know. All I'm doing is doing what? Stirring. I'm stirring you. Like, I'm confirming what? What you all ready? No. Say to the Lord, I'm ready. I am ready, Lord. I am so ready, Lord. I am ready. Amen. I'm ready. I can keep on going. I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord. Here am I. Send me. A lot of things in your life and around you is not going the way it should, because you are running in the opposite. And Lord is saying, accept your call tonight. Let this word convict you, stir you, and put you in the path that God has already commissioned. Isaiah surrendered. He surrendered to the Lord's call and commission. Amen. And this is a absolute essential in order to serve the Lord. A person must first, what, hear God's call, but that's not all, and then respond favorably before he can truly serve the Lord. Amen. This was true with Isaiah. Amen. You have to hear and respond. Amen. Unlike so many who hesitate or even reject God's call. Amen. Isaiah readily, willingly surrendered to serve the Lord. Now, I'm going to give two of Bible characters to show you that they didn't respond like Isaiah. Amen. I'm going to read this again. Unlike so many, and I know there's some witnesses on the sound of my voice out there, and I was one of them myself. Come on, somebody. Unlike so many who hesitate or even reject God's call, Isaiah readily, willingly surrendered to serve the Lord. And look at this example. Whereas Moses and Jeremiah both, what, fought against the call of God. Some of you right now on the sound of my voice, quit fighting. Quit fighting. Be like Isaiah and accept it right now, tonight. Hallelujah. Isaiah offered himself without what? Reservation. Amen. Isaiah was commissioned by God. He was instructed to go and issued a threefold warning to the people. I'm not going to get into it tonight because the main thing tonight, I want to just let us focus on accepting your God call. Amen. That's my main emphasis tonight. Amen. Isaiah sensed that he was being called to preserve in a difficult, unpopular ministry. Some of you got some big challenges ahead of you, and you're not willing to make those sacrifices. But just remember this right here. In John 15, Jesus told them, he said, without me, can't do nothing. But then Paul said in Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And then he said in 4:19, Philippians, he said, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory, which are by Christ Jesus. Amen. So Isaiah sensed that he was being called to preserve in a difficult, unpopular ministry. So some of you tonight, you got a difficult road ahead of you. But God wants you to see that you're a winner. Why? Because of Jesus. Everything's already done, y'all. Victory's already done. He got up on the third day. Come on, somebody. Amen. We got to understand that we can't continue to resist the truth. Amen. Isaiah knew he had a big responsibility ahead of him, but he realized that I cannot delay. I got to respond and move according to what? Right now. Amen. I'm going to say again to reemphasize, before we can serve the Lord, we must first surrender to him. Amen. We must acknowledge him as the Lord, as the high and exalted creator of the universe. I'm serious, y'all. You got to look at it this way. The Holy One who is to be worshipped. We is to worship God, and we is to serve God. Amen. Second, we must confess and repent of our sins before we can truly serve the Lord. Amen. And then thirdly, we must surrender to the Lord's call and commission. I'm ready, Lord. This word is for somebody tonight. Amen. I'm ready. See, first of all, God knows. He knows everything. But it's for our benefit, not for his. It's for our benefit. Because some of you, I'm going to say again, you're tired. I know you're tired of running. I know you're tired of tossing. You're taking pills for migraine, headaches. All you do is just be obedient and watch God. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. Now, another point I want to make. We are not called to be successful. Amen. Let me continue on. I'm going to say it again. We are not called to be successful, but we are called to be available. Hallelujah. I'm called to be available. And see, success comes with obedience. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added. We got to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. A spirit of surrender must grip our hearts, no matter the difficulty. See, some of us are looking at the flesh. Amen. And that's why we're not getting no farther than we are, and we're getting beat up. A spirit of surrender must grip our hearts, no matter the difficulty or hardship of your call. We must be ready and resolve to step forth for the Lord. Come on, y'all. Trust in him for what? Strength and guidance. Amen. Trust in him. for strength and guidance. Now, if we surrender to the Lord, show him that our spirits are ready and resolved, guess what he'll do? He will send us forth in the power of his spirit. Every step of the way will be directed by his spirit. And we will be empowered to face what? Any difficulty. Amen? No matter how hard the people's heart that you're dealing with right now may be, or how strong the opposition, let me show what God will do. The Lord will overshadow us with his presence, power us to complete the task, accept the call. Amen. The one request of us is not that of intelligence. Come on, somebody. Come on. We know we got something about that. Amen. Let me back up. The one request of us is not that of intelligence, ability, or skill, but that of what? Surrender. Surrender tonight and say, I am ready, Lord. Here am I. You missed a whole bunch of calls. Some of you have. This is your night, though. God simply calls us, I'm going to say again, to be available. Surrender to his call and commission. Amen. Then Peter began to say unto them, lo, we have left all and followed thee. Amen. That's what you got to do. Amen. Another scripture says, and that was 10:28. Luke 5:27-28 says, and after these things, he went forth and showed a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom and said to him, follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. Jesus can say, God can call you, but you got to come. Amen? You got to come. Amen? Luke 9:23 says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross, what? Daily. And follow me. Amen? I want to thank God, because isn't God an awesome God, y'all? And he is worthy to be praised. Lord. Amen? He is worthy. Amen. I got another scripture I want to share here. We got, let's see, 1 Corinthians 7, 17. 1 Corinthians 7, 17. Let me see. But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord has called everyone, so let him walk as so ordained. See? God is telling you, you know I didn't call you. You know I called you. So walk as so ordained. I in all churches. Amen? 2 Timothy 1:9 says, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. Amen. And amen. I'm reemphasize with Matthew 22:14. For many are called, but few are chosen. Say, you want to be part of the chosen. You already been called. Come on, somebody. The chosen come through your obedience. It comes through your obedience. Amen. I'm going to say again, it comes through your obedience. Now, look what Moses started complaining about. See, some of y'all complaining right now. Look what Moses said. Exodus 4:10-12. And Moses said unto the Lord, oh, my Lord. Let me, I'm being humorous, y'all, but I'm just trying to be real. Amen. I'm not coming here trying to be intellectual. Come on, somebody, huh? I'm trying to put some humor in this thing, right? Exodus 4, Amen. 10 through 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Shut up and just do what he told you to do. Did he not tell you, I will supply all your needs? See, some of y'all complaining right now. Why? Look, shut up. No, listen, y'all, don't take me the wrong way. Don't say that preacher's telling me I'm just trying to be humorous, y'all. But y'all, you know, let me tell you something. If we get into the Gospels, you'll learn that our Lord Jesus was a radical, huh?
Yes, he said, I come not
to bring peace, but a sword. See, we think he lovey-dovey. No, he said, I ain't coming to bring no peace with that mess. You better get right now. So you like receive this word. I am ready, Lord. See, let me tell you something. I'm 59 years old. I come in a time that them old folks didn't play, y'all. Huh? If you didn't want them to scold you, don't go by the house. Because they're going to put it on you. They will put it on you. And that's what's happening nowadays. See, we got too many people. It's not letting people know the truth. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So you tonight, tired of running what? In the opposite. Just go ahead and accept your call. Amen. Yeah. Just accept the call. You who was tossing. Some of you, see, you know I'm telling the truth, so receive the rebuke. It's not me. It's the word rebuking. I'm not rebuking you. It's the word of God rebuking you. Amen. That's one of the functionalities of the Holy Ghost is to rebuke you. Not me. I'm speaking the word. Look what Jesus said in John 10:10. See, you understand something. Satan's mission has not changed. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus go on and say, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. Verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd give his life for his sheep. That's us, y'all. So he tells you, like, listen here, continue. He said, hold up. I ain't going to say continue. Accept your commission tonight, your call tonight. Amen. Accept it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Jesus. So you no longer have to be tied. Let me just give you my personal testimony before I continue on, right? When I was called, I knew something was going on, and I had a good relationship with my pastor. I tossed. I thought I was actually doing 360 laying in the bed. I think that's probably in my mind because I kept going side to side, you know. And you know, because too much is given, what? Much is required. See, some of you are like dipping your car because, see, you don't want the responsibility. Amen. That's why some folks go to certain churches. Hey, I'm not against big churches by no means, but some people, God has assigned you to go be part of a work in progress. Amen. But you don't want to go in that place because, see, you want to fall in somewhere you get lost in the crowd. Come on. Amen. But God is saying, I've called you. I ordain you. Amen. Is that right, church? I'm going to wind this thing down. Praise God. I'm done. I mean, I just look here. My thing here is to bring the word. Our executive director, I told you I'm an army man. He does the preparatory. I do the command of execution. So I have executed, and he's going to exit. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to play this song. And after the song is played, he'll come back as the Lord so fit to speak and do through him. That's on him, not on me. I want to stay within my lane. My lane was to come forth tonight and bring a word that God has laid on my heart to bring. And with that, being said, I'm going to go ahead and play this song so you listen attentively.
I know that I'm
Cousin James. It's on you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a mighty word on tonight. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready, Lord. Listen here. I'm going to piggyback off of from what my first cousin just preached about and delivered through God's word on. If you have your Bibles, I hope you have your Bible still open. In the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians says, "For we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." In saying that, once again, Ephesians 2, 6 through 10, but verse number 10 says, "For we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And on that note, you who have known that you have been called by God and you're fighting it. That's the work of the enemy. He wants you to fight so that you won't fulfill your calling. So you must know that even if you don't accept your calling and you know God is tugging at your heart to yield to him and fulfill your God purpose in his life, and if you don't do it, guess what? You're still going to be held account. You're going to give an account to God because you did not accept your calling that will give him glory in the earth. And guess what else? You cannot hide from God. And that's why you're tossing and turning. And you will never find rest until you yield to the calling which God ordained for you and I before we were even born. So we thank God for this message on tonight. And yes, I trust and I know, Pastor the King, that yes, that part two is going to be coming forth on next Saturday. Get your Bibles and pens and paper ready because there's more scripture to come that bear witness to this message on tonight. So I already put it down on the calendar, Pastor King, for part two of this message is going to be go forth on next week, next Saturday, listeners. You want to tune in and you want to tell your friends, tell your neighbors, they can go to this website. If they did not hear the message for tonight, they can be caught up on next week. They can go to the website and pull up tonight's show and listen to it, and they can be ready to receive part two on next Saturday night from Pastor Norman King. So I thank God for this mighty word. This is a powerful word on tonight for such a time as this. It's time to stop praying, church. If you know you have been called by God, don't allow the Lord to call your name and you go to the grave not having your God purpose fulfilled that will give him glory. That a lot of people have gone to the grave not fulfilling their God purpose. And not only that, so many people have gone to the grave, young and old, and they have not fulfilled their God purpose in the earth. They have not used their gift and talent that God ordained for them to use for his glory in the earth while he was living. So you don't want to be in that number. You want to stand before God knowing that you have fulfilled your God purpose that will give him glory. And that's our prayer on tonight. And I pray that someone has received this word on tonight. You heard the word. You heard the word tonight. So if you're not saved in Jesus' name and you want to be saved, ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you. And that's exactly what he wants to do so that he can give you and show you your calling that will give God glory so that your God purpose on the earth will be fulfilled in the earth for God's glory. On that note, we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give us a chance to get it right. We are not waiting on you. You are waiting on us. So we thank you for the word on tonight. We bless your word on tonight. We thank you, and we pray that the word has been received in love, and those that are not saved in his name, in your son Jesus' name, will be saved in his name on tonight. And those that you have appointed and anointed for such a time as this, before they were even formed in their mother's womb, they will accept their calling. And they will fulfill it in earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray now, Lord, that you will move by your spirit in every door that's going to be open up tomorrow. Anoint each vessel even now that they will stand on your word and preach your word with holy boldness and power that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. You are worthy to be praised is our prayer in Jesus' name. We're going to close out with this opening song on tonight because this is a spiritual war that we're dealing with. When you don't accept your calling, know that it's not a physical battle that you're dealing with. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual war. The enemy don't want you to accept your calling, but God wants you to accept your calling. This is a spiritual war. We're going to close on that note with this song. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.
Might as well put your hands together.
Control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm saying got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I